I'll put my faith in you and remove it. Like pits from peaches, lust beseeches as my hand reaches through hair like sand on the beaches, and eyes that must be the water to nourish the lyrics that flourish in my atmosphere like the laugh of a daughter in hysterics, giving direction to the less traveled road in a forgiveness waterfall. Please take my load, queen wasp in the center of the web, shifting my spirit like the tide's ebb. Consume the radiation, understand my being. Seeing is believing. Dark charcoal around your eyes from past lives grieving. The crashing tides of my insides can't hide the erection of pride upheld by your life-size conception. Third eye apparent. Words I inherit from life forms adorned and fights that I've mourned. Guiding my shape like a flashlight through the storm. Understanding what's normal. Karma chameleon changing shades on dendrite tips that I long for in accompanied sidewalk trips. So unlock your hips like the extremities of your enemies. Identical to tentacles, wrapping your fate in the pentacles. Flip the card and pretend as I extend your wit's end, girlfriend, and give you titles of a subtle revival. Survive the implications of my liquid inscriptions. What's unwritten is still hidden from my rivals. Evils of those laying upon you, preying upon you, your power deflowered. Take your breath away from cowards. Towering over your biography, reflexing your ecology with rainfall of painful psychology. Sniper, poisoning quiet confidence like a spider. The spiritual insider, coattail rider, where unseen references conspire in fire, burning at both sides of the rope. And no need for a stethoscope, you can already hear the heart beating. Parting with waves, crashing to save life with their ripples, like milk from her nipples. The alcoholic's invite at midnight. Blonde ravens take flight along highways hazy, crazy in connection. Respecting the zone she's in, it don't last long like sin until you pay the piper. A melody of horrified stares at your past, where gray hair serves the last laugh to decipher. This lover on the hook, position player bringing you back to her lair like the cover on a book. Buy it at face value and displace the innate hate for fate and best laid plans to steal from the rich and give to the poor, and steal from the bitch and give to the whore. With no disguise for surprise anymore, coinciding in your eternal folklore. Electric Cleopatra, hiding venom of past magicians who cast suspicions, sending survival into spirals, viral energy eye rolls, a sea of snakes listening empty. So tempt me, tease me, disease me, seize me. Epilepsy, full shaft, eyelid shutter, draws red like a cutter, and clit licks quick amongst lit cigarette flicks, candy twicks and pixie sticks, the witch heel clicks, and there's no place like whale riding blowholes, uplifting poles and glistening slits in python pits, causing rifts at illuminated ceilings with ripe mangoes peeling, and feeling encompassed in thrusts of lust, and hearts thumping and pumping until they bust. Delirious, mysterious, delusions, intrusions to bruise you like a frantic romantic in panic. Pain persisting, consciousness resisting, Pacific to Atlantic. The space in between, oxygen's divinity, a double helix to infinity. What if I saw you on the subway, standing clear of closing doors, playing your part amongst the sanctimonious ascetics, the dull boys bound for work and play, women conscious of their looks, roaming to cast eyes on faded New York faces, glancing up and then down, compromising with anonymity. What if I saw you? Bound for Union Square, seated just like that, left hand over right on the knee of your crossed leg, amongst lifeless lives at either side, where the sliding doors part just for me to step through, unassuming, and consume you with my resemblance, my relevance. What can be said for that eternal moment between disbelief and recognition? Vivid superstitions that this can never happen before, despite, until, ourselves, repentant. No speech without disturbance, so we look with horror striking us like a sickle in the spine, and I accept this silent denouement. As the subway races, letting passengers on and off like particles of memory, retracing footsteps, and I know that I'm dreaming, inert in this unheard world, feeling for reunion in a dark tunnel with fellow passengers who remain stationary in our passage to resurface. Together, encapsulated, projecting into the competition of getting off first, with the slight of superiority casting shadows on significance, displacing the weight of the knot interwoven by this benevolent chance, I tighten my grip on existence with belief's persistence, never extinguishing the tingle that distinguishes my single voice for communion, the irremovable embedded capture of the look on your face when at last I've come to you, perpetuating unity, measure for measure, eyes drifting from contact on public transit, taking us to where we need to be. Into each other's lives another time, a chance to reconcile in your presence, ascending that ladder of fantastic possibility, and recognizing the current surge through our souls and flow through our heads like crossing rivers exchanging droplets, forcing the unseen tiptoe of destiny to stay out until the doors open again, and then witness the fall of the beam in between us. Because it's just another day for so many. Gathering composure, I nod and you nod. Do you speak? I don't remember. Your voice stimulates mine to stir from the cushion of my glands that hug it into submission. But right now, I'm just waiting to listen. The real world beckons and I'm late, so in the upheaval with the blissful breeze of birthday candle breaths, I move on with my encounter.